Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for March 24th, 2021. First up is the case count. During the last 7 days, the state of Alaska has reported 982 new cases, 26 hospitalizations, and 5 deaths within Alaska. Wrangell currently has 3 active cases of COVID-19 in the community. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, is in the intermediate alert level. You can visit the data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. What to do if you think you have been exposed to COVID-19? The CDC recommends a 14-day quarantine. However, the CDC also outlines 2 options to shorten that quarantine. If testing is available, test no earlier than day 6 of your quarantine and continue to quarantine until your test results come back. Quarantine must last for a full 7 days. You can be released on day 8 only if you receive a negative test. If testing is not available or you choose not to test, quarantine for 10 days after your exposure to COVID-19. You can be released on day 11 as long as you have never had symptoms. If you develop any symptoms or your test result is positive, immediately self-isolate for 10 days from the onset of symptoms and get tested if you haven't yet. Local ordinances. Wrangell has 2 local ordinances in place. Emergency Ordinance 987 that required wearing a face covering in public indoor settings was repealed at last night's assembly meeting. The EOC is still strongly recommending the use of face coverings in all public settings, and face coverings are required within city facilities. At that same meeting, the Borough Assembly also adopted travel ordinances for all individuals arriving into Wrangell. The ordinances contain the same language as the previous travel ordinance that we had, number 988 and 989, but these ordinances also include a section stating that fully vaccinated individuals are required to test upon arrival, but do not need to strict social distance while waiting for results. The ordinances can be viewed using the link on the city Facebook page, viewing them at www.wrangell.com, or www.wrangellcovid19.org under travel resources. In order to be more efficient at the airport testing station, search recommends that all travelers fill out the travel declaration in the online travel portal before arriving in Wrangell. The portal can be accessed at www.alaska.covidsecureapp.com. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI. That's 874-2684. Vaccine updates. All residents age 16 years and older that are interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. Search is expecting to receive the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine very soon. This is a single-dose viral vector vaccine. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. As of today, 1,001 Wrangell residents have been vaccinated. Woohoo! More than 86% of those individuals have completed the 2-dose series. That means that just over 50% of the eligible population, persons aged 16 and older, have been vaccinated. Since it is unknown whether vaccinated individuals might still be able to pass the virus on to others, it is still important for everyone to follow the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you're sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. Why get vaccinated? Vaccination is shown to be extremely effective at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Vaccination helps protect those who are not eligible to be vaccinated. It also provides protection while visiting restaurants, theaters, and gyms. It provides protection while traveling. Once you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to quarantine if exposed to COVID-19. And vaccination is the fastest way to reopen Alaska's economy and communities. Testing. If you have symptoms, it is important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested. Asymptomatic testing is available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival and departure. Until next week, stay diligent, stay safe, stay well.